Good morning and welcome to Start the Week, a ministry of Salem Reformed Church, Ashley, North Dakota. I am James Grossman, pastor of Salem Reformed, and I would like to thank you for joining us this morning. As we come to God's Word this morning, we come to Romans chapter 8, the first 11 verses, so let us hear together the Word of the Almighty God. There is therefore now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus, for the law of the Spirit of life has set you free in Christ Jesus from the law of sin and death. For God has done what the law, weakened by the flesh, could not do. By sending his own Son in the likeness of sinful flesh, and for sin, he condemned sin in the flesh, in order that the righteous requirement of the law might be fulfilled in us, who walk not according to the flesh, but according to the Spirit. For those who live according to the flesh set their minds on the things of the flesh, but those who live according to the Spirit set their minds on the things of the Spirit. For to set the mind on the flesh is death, but to set the mind on the Spirit is life and peace. For the mind that is set on the flesh is hostile to God, for it does not submit to God's law. Indeed, it cannot. Those who are in the flesh cannot please God. You, however, are not in the flesh, but in the Spirit. If, in fact, the Spirit of God dwells in you, anyone who does not have the Spirit of Christ does not belong to him. But if Christ is in you, although the body is dead because of sin, the Spirit is life because of righteousness. If the Spirit of him who raised Jesus from the dead dwells in you, he who raised Christ Jesus from the dead will also give life to your mortal bodies through his Spirit who dwells in you. Thus far the reading of the Word of God. May he add his blessing to it. As we open God's Word this morning, we see the comparison between the law of the Spirit of life and the law of sin and death. And as we look at that law, as we look at God's Word, we see that there is no possibility of salvation through any law. We read in Galatians 3, verse 21, "Is then the law against the promises of God? Certainly not. For if there had been a law given which could have given life, truly righteousness would have been by the law." There is no possible law that could save us. There is no possible way by works that we are saved. It is only by the grace of God in Christ Jesus. And so the comparison is laid before us in Romans 8, verses 1 through 11. There is no condemnation to believers because Jesus accomplished the salvation that was impossible through the law because of our inability. The law points us to salvation, but we cannot fulfill it. There is no one who can fulfill it. Jesus teaches us and reminds us that that law must be fulfilled not only in our outward deeds, but also in our heart and in our mind. And we cannot do that. It is impossible for us after the fall. And so as we look at God's Word this morning, we see that there is no condemnation to believers because Jesus accomplished the salvation that was impossible through the law because of our inability. In verses 1 through 4, we see that Christ fulfilled the law for us. In verses 5 through 8, we see that the flesh is hostile to God. And yet verses 9 through 11 tell us that the Spirit is life in Christ's righteousness. So we see that God fulfills the law for us in verses 1 through 4. There is therefore now no condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus. In Jesus Christ, we are dressed in his righteousness. Remember Matthew 22, the picture of the wedding garment. Romans 8, verses 33 and 34. Who shall bring a charge against God's elect? It is God who justifies. Who is he who condemns? It is Christ who died and furthermore is also risen, who even is at the right hand of God, who also makes intercession for us. Who's going to lay a charge against God's elect? God has already justified believers in Christ Jesus. And so we are reminded also of those whom he's speaking about here, those who do not walk according to the flesh. We must understand that. Galatians 5, verse 16. I say then, walk in the Spirit, and you shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. We are to walk in the Spirit. The law of the Spirit of life has set us free from the law of sin and death. We read in the previous chapter, chapter 7, verses 24 and 25 of Romans, O wretched man that I am, who will deliver me from this body of death? I thank God through Jesus Christ our Lord. So then, with the mind I myself serve the law of God, but with the flesh, the law of sin. We are set free from sin. We are cleansed from it. We are washed in Christ Jesus. And so the law of the Spirit of life is speaking back, and we remember early in the chapters of Romans that he tells us that we are slaves then to righteousness. And we are to be obedient out of thankfulness for such a great salvation. He has set us free from the law of sin and death. We are set free. We are redeemed from sin. Romans 6 verse 14. For sin shall not have dominion over you, for you are not under law, but under grace. We are under the grace of God, under the undeserved favor, the mercy of God. For there is a law yet in this territory as well, the law of the Spirit of life. Romans 6 verse 22. But now having been set free from sin and having become slaves of God, you have your fruit to holiness. And the end, everlasting life. We are pointed in a direction here as well, not to just live according to any idea, but according to the fruit of holiness. God has fulfilled the law in us, in Christ, is what we read in verses 3 and 4. For God has done what the law, weakened by the flesh, could not do by sending his own Son in the likeness of sinful flesh, and for sin he condemned sin in the flesh, in order that the righteous requirement of the law might be fulfilled in us who walk not according to the flesh, but according to the Spirit. What the law could not do in that it was weak through the flesh. It couldn't save us because we couldn't obey it. Because we were sold in disobedience and unbelief. Because we, through our first parents, Adam and Eve, fell into sin. Acts 13, verse 39. And by him everyone who believes is justified from all things from which you could not be justified by the law of Moses in Christ. We are justified and we couldn't be in the law of Moses. Galatians 3:13, Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law, having become a curse for us. For it is written, cursed is everyone who hangs on the tree. And we read then in Hebrews, as the writer to the Hebrews tells us of the more wondrous law in Christ. For the law, having a shadow of the good things to come and not the very image of the things, can never with these same sacrifices, which they offer continually year by year, make those who approach perfect. For then would they not have ceased to be offered? For the worshippers, once purified, would have had no more consciousness of sins. And then, focusing on Christ in verse 12, but this man, after he had offered one sacrifice for sins forever, sat down at the right hand of God. Christ's sacrifice is once, and he has sat down at the right hand of God. We have this if we walk not according to the flesh, but according to the Spirit, Paul writes. Christ has fulfilled the law for us. And now we must understand and look at ourselves. We see here, Paul teaches us that the flesh is hostile to God in verses 5 through 8. When we set our minds on the things of the flesh, we are opposed to the Spirit, verse 5. For those who live according to the flesh set their minds on the things of the flesh. But those who live according to the Spirit set their minds on the things of the Spirit. This is opposed to the Spirit of God. Galatians 6, verse 8. For he who sows to his flesh will of the flesh reap corruption. But he who sows to the Spirit will of the Spirit reap everlasting life. The works of the flesh are evident. Galatians 5:19-21. Now the works of the flesh are evident, which are adultery, fornication, uncleanness, lewdness, idolatry, sorcery, hatred, contentions, jealousies, outbursts of wrath, selfish ambitions, dissensions, heresies, envy, murder, drunkenness, revelries, and the like. Of which I tell you beforehand, just as I have also told you in time past, that those who practice such things will not inherit the kingdom of God. These are the works of the flesh. Those who live in these things are on their way to hell. We see jealousies, hatred, envy, right next to murder, idolatry, sorcery. We must understand what God's word says about these things, that they are on the road to hell. And we must realize salvation is only by the grace of God. This list indicts every one of us. And that's what Paul does at the beginning of Romans 2. And so we realize that setting our mind on the flesh is death. Setting our mind on earthly things, to be carnally minded, is death. Romans 8 verse 7. Because the carnal mind is enmity against God, for it is not subject to the law of God, nor indeed can be. 1 John 2, verse 16, for all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life, is not of the Father, but is of the world. Again, a synonym, reminding us that these things are sinful on their way to hell. They are at enmity with God. James writes, James 4, verse 4, adulterers and adulteresses, do you not know that friendship with the world is enmity with God? Whoever therefore wants to be a friend of the world makes himself an enemy of God. If we are friends with the world, we are enemies of God. This is a very dangerous state to be in. Those in the flesh cannot please God. The writer to the Hebrews writes, Hebrews 11, verse 6, "But without faith it is impossible to please him. For he who comes to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him." Without faith, it is impossible. It is not possible. There is no way to please God. So those in the flesh cannot please God. That's what Paul writes here. Verse 8, "Those who are in the flesh cannot please God." Romans 8:13. "For if you live according to the flesh, you will die. But if by the Spirit you put to death the deeds of the body, you will live." And so the Spirit is life in Christ's righteousness. That's what we see in verses 9 through 11. Believers have the Holy Spirit living within them. You, however, are not in the flesh, but in the Spirit, if in fact the Spirit of God dwells in you. Anyone who does not have the Spirit of God does not belong to him. God himself is dwelling within believers in the Holy Spirit. People worry about the language they use around me as a pastor. Their problem is not with me, but it ought to be with every Christian. Because God dwells within every Christian. 1 Corinthians 3:16, "Do you not know that you are the temple of God and that the Spirit of God dwells within you?" If indeed the Spirit of God dwells in you, Paul asks that question. Paul is being very specific about in whom the Spirit dwells. He dwells in Christian. Jesus said, John 14, verse 17, "The Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive because it neither sees him nor knows him, but you know him, for he dwells in you and will be with you." Our dead bodies are raised through the Holy Spirit. That's what verse 10 tells us. Galatians 5, 22 through 25. "But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. Against such there is no law. And those who are Christ's have crucified the flesh with its passions and desires. If we live in the Spirit, let us also walk in the Spirit." And so we ought not live according to the fleshly ideas that we've heard earlier in chapter 5 of Galatians, but according to these, against such there is no law. Romans 6, verse 11, "Likewise you also reckon yourselves to be dead indeed to sin, but alive to God in Christ Jesus our Lord." Ephesians 2, verses 4 through 9, "We are raised. But God, who is rich in mercy because of his great love with which he loved us, even when we were dead in trespasses, made us alive together with Christ. For by grace you have been saved, and raised us up together, and made us sit together in the heavenly places in Christ Jesus, that in the ages to come he might show the exceeding riches of his grace in the kindness toward us in Christ Jesus. For by grace you have been saved through faith, and that not of yourselves, it is the gift of God, not of works, lest anyone should boast." The Spirit of him who raised Jesus from the dead gives life to our mortal bodies, allowing us to live out of thankfulness for such a great salvation. What is the rule of our lives? To live out of thanksgiving. It is the law of God, earlier referred to in verse 2 as the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus. Ezekiel 36, verse 27, "I will put my Spirit within you and cause you to walk in my statutes, and you will keep my judgments and do them." We are raised from the spiritually dead, a miracle of God saving sinners. The same Spirit of God who raised Christ, God will raise us also through the Spirit. John 6:63, "It is the Spirit who gives life. The flesh profits nothing. The words that I speak to you are spirit and they are life." And so as we look at God's word, we see that to Christians there is no condemnation because Jesus has accomplished the salvation that was impossible through the law because of our inability. Christ has saved us. He has saved sinners. And so we rejoice in that salvation. Amen. Thank you for joining us this morning on Start the Week. We are giving away free copies of the Heidelberg Catechism, a summary of the scriptural doctrine of sin, salvation, and thankfulness, including an explanation of the Apostles' Creed, the Ten Commandments, and the Lord's Prayer. For your copy, please call 701-288-3265 or mail at Salem Reformed Church, Post Office Box 345, Ashley, North Dakota, 58413, and we will be glad to send it to you. If you have any questions concerning the Bible or in general or about anything we cover on Start the Week, please contact us. We invite you to join us at the Salem Reformed Church in Ashley, North Dakota at 209 First Avenue Southwest. If Ashley is too far away, we have churches of the Reformed Church in the United States in Minot and Anamoose in North Dakota, Aberdeen, Eureka, Harriet, Hosmer, Pier, Watertown, Menno, Mitchell, Rapid City, Sioux Falls, and Vermilion in South Dakota, and in Hamburg and Golden Valley in Minnesota. Well, that's all the time we have this week. We at Salem Reformed Church wish you the joy of knowing God this week and forever.